Time is running out. July 27. The final end of sin. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. On the morning of October 23, 1879, about 2 o'clock, the Spirit of the Lord rested upon me, and I beheld scenes in the coming judgment. The great day of the execution of God's judgment seemed to have come. 10,000 times 10,000 were assembled before a large throne, upon which was seated a person of majestic appearance. Several books were before him, and upon the covers of each was written in letters of gold, which seemed like a burning flame of fire, "Ledger of Heaven." One of these books, containing the names of those who claimed to believe the truth, was then opened. As these persons were named, one by one, and their good deeds mentioned, their countenances would light up with a holy joy. Another book was opened, wherein were recorded the sins of those who profess the truth. Under the general heading of selfishness came every other sin. As the Holy One upon the throne slowly turned the leaves of the ledger, and his eyes rested for a moment upon individuals, his glance seemed to burn into their very souls, and at the same moment every word and action of their lives passed before their minds as clearly as though traced before their vision in letters of fire. One class were registered as cumberers of the ground. This class had made self supreme, laboring only for selfish interests. The question was then asked, "Why have you not washed your robes of character and made them white in the blood of the Lamb? You would not be partaker of his sufferings, and you cannot now be partaker with him of his glory." The book then closed, and the mantle fell from the person on the throne, revealing the terrible glory of the Son of God. The scene then passed away, and I found myself still upon the earth, inexpressibly grateful that the day of God had not yet come, and that precious probationary time is still granted us in which to prepare for eternity.